And this is totally a detour from Quetico, near to nature's heart. But since we're talking about U.S. versus Canadian policies, and the big buzz in the U.S. right now is, are we going to get health care reform? One of the things that we hear around the U.S. is that Canadians hate the long delays and the limitations that their health care system puts on them, and the expense that is involved in having universal health care in the way that Canada has it. You've lived in the U.S., you live up in Canada, you're a Canadian citizen. What's your experience firsthand and from the people you know?
Oh, I absolutely love the Canadian healthcare system. I truly, absolutely don't know anybody. I don't know a person in Canada who would go back to any other system other than what they have. Two or three years ago, CBC television had a contest going to determine the most respected person in Canada, and this goes all the way back. And people basically expected somebody like Trudeau or some politician to win this, and a politician did win it, and it was the Premier of Saskatchewan, a guy named Tommy Douglas, because he was a person who first set aside, you know, socialized health care in the province of Saskatchewan. And he's just incredibly respected for that. There seems to be just, when I listening to the debates and stuff in the States, there seems to be a lot of misconceptions. Like, there isn't a health system set up for Canada. I mean, Canada doesn't have a health system. Each province has an individual system. They all have evolved to become fairly similar. But the idea that everybody pays into the same healthcare system and everything is open to everybody equally is, just to me, just is a common sense thing. I mean, we have all sorts of socialized policies throughout the world. I mean, our highway systems, our libraries, our educational, our schools, etc. So the idea to me to extend this to healthcare, it just makes all sorts of sense. Of course, I mean, nobody says that the Canadian healthcare system is perfect, and at times people probably do have to wait. And I just don't know if there's any difference between waiting times between Canada and the U.S. But it's easy to find one or two cases of somebody having to wait 6 months or something for some particular procedure. Certainly that's possible. But the idea that anybody, no matter what your income, no matter what your employment, that if you have some sort of illness, like if you need open-heart surgery and you're an unemployed logger, then in Canada you just have it done. And it costs you absolutely nothing, you know, over and above the things that you pay into the system to begin with. But it's the idea that everybody pays into the same system that makes it, to me, just a better, more affordable way of doing things.